T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The impeachment hearings were a main topic on the debate stage last night. We begin our coverage with Senator Kamala Harris, who, after watching the hearing, said, "We have a criminal living in the White House."
What we saw today is Ambassador Sondland, by his own words, told us that everyone was in the loop. That means it is a criminal enterprise engaged in by the president, from what we heard today, the vice president, the secretary of state, and the chief of staff.
Senator Harris was one of 10 candidates competing for attention on that stage in Atlanta, but the one getting the most attention was South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the new Iowa frontrunner. He was called out by Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard for his suggestion that U.S. troops should help Mexico contain the cartels.
Do you seriously think anybody on this stage is proposing invading Mexico?
I'm talking about building up alliances.
And if your question is about experience, let's also talk about judgment. One of the foreign leaders you mentioned meeting was Bashar al-Assad. I have, in my experience, such as it is, whether you think it counts or not, since it wasn't accumulated in Washington, enough judgment that I would not have sat down with a murderous dictator like that.
Afterwards, Joe Biden skipped the MSNBC post-debate spin room to spend time with supporters.
One more note, Andrew Yang says he does not think President Trump should be facing criminal charges and would consider pardoning him if he were prosecuted. As Yang put it, "We do not want to be a country that gets in a pattern of jailing past leaders," adding, "There's a reason why Ford pardoned Nixon."
10 Democrats were on stage. Electability with African-American voters was the hot topic. Joe Biden, who leads many of the polls, and Pete Buttigieg, who's now leading many of the polls. On MSNBC, Kamala Harris offered this advice.
"We've got to recreate the Obama coalition to win. And that means about women, that's people of color, that's our LGBTQ community, that's working people, that's our labor unions. But that is how we are going to win this election, and I intend to win."
Senator Harris, thank you. Mayor Buttigieg, your response to that?
My response is I completely agree. And I welcome the challenge of connecting with black voters in America who don't yet know me.
Biden's comments about his support in the black community led to an exchange with Harris.
"I come out of the black community in terms of my support. If you notice, I have more people supporting me in the black community that have announced for me because they know me. They know who I am. 3 former chairs of the Black Caucus, the only African-American woman that had ever been elected to the United States Senate, a whole range of people."
No,
my point
no, that's
is,
not true. The other
that's
one
not
is
true.
Here.
I said the first. So my point is that one of the reasons I was picked to be vice president was because of my relationship, long-standing relationship with the black community. I was part of that coalition.
Senator Cory Booker warned Democrats about taking the black vote for granted.
"Black voters are pissed off and they're worried. They're pissed off because the only time our issues seem to be really paid attention to by politicians is when people are looking for their vote. And they're worried because the Democratic Party, we don't want to see people miss this opportunity and lose because we are nominating someone that isn't trusted, doesn't have authentic connection."
Cory Booker took aim at Joe Biden's recent comment, voicing resistance to legalizing marijuana. Booker telling the former vice president, "I thought you might have been high when you said that."
7:18, traffic and weather together on WCBS. As we head up to Spot Hero, Chopper 8A, and here's Tom Zweier.
All right, northbound New Jersey Turnpike in the car lanes right around Interchange 13. Got the left and center lanes down all because of an accident there. Let's get back over to the George Washington Bridge. Told you about an earlier accident that we had right around the toll area. That has now been cleared, but still about 30 minutes for both levels of the GWB on the way into the city. Lincoln Tunnel, at least a 30-minute delay as well. Holland, 30 minutes coming in from 1 and 9, a little bit better as you work your way in from the Turnpike approach. Jersey Transit still reporting 30-minute delays into and out of Penn Station, all because of an earlier Amtrak track condition inside the tube underneath the river. Eastbound side of the Jackie Robinson Parkway getting word of an accident in through Cypress Hill Street. At least one lane closed there. Northbound Cross Island Parkway through Union Turnpike. An accident there is off on the shoulder. Still delays southbound side of the West Side Highway. Looks as though they're still clearing up that earlier accident south of the George Washington Bridge, and still delays off of the Henry Hudson Parkway. And I'm Tom Swire, Spot Hero, Chopper 880.
And this now from the New Jersey Transit Police Department, reminding us that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. So if something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD.
Craig Allen in the Weather Center with the five-day forecast, and not a cloud in the sky that I can see this morning.
Not right now, no. We're finally going to see one of those days with a blue sky and sunshine for several hours. It may not last the whole day like that because there is cloudiness off to our west and off to the northwest as well, but that's going to take a while to get here. So let's enjoy this while we have it. Should be able to get the temperature back up to around 50. It's been almost a week. Partly cloudy, lows 40 to 45, 35 to 40 in the suburbs. Tomorrow, though, mainly gray, lots of clouds. It is milder, though. It still makes it to the mid-50s tomorrow ahead of the cold front. Then scattered showers midday, and then sharply colder behind the cold front. And Saturday will be a chilly one with highs 44 to 48, sun giving way to increasing clouds. Now, the Altice five-day forecast, rain on the way for Saturday night into Sunday morning, and some of that could be heavy. Sunday afternoon, partial clearing, gets very windy, highs in the mid-40s, and Monday a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 40s. So we go back down to chillier weather once again, and certainly does look quite wet, middle of the weekend. It's 39 now, humidity 67%, the wind registered as calm, no wind, and temperatures near 50 today.
That's Craig Allen in the Weather Center at WCBS, WCBS News Time 721.
Riders walking up to the G train in Williamsburg stopped dead in their tracks. You can't blame them for thinking that the Broadway station had fallen victim.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.